We're ready.
Okay.
All right, it is 5:15 and we will call the meeting to order. And the first thing is there anyone from the public who wishes to speak? Hearing no, we will move on to the action item. And the first item is a resolution accepting donations. And I will go with Mr. Oakens.
Madam Chair and members of the committee, included in your packet is a committee action form listing two donations. One is $600 from Aid Country Farm Credit for the Park and Rec Scholarship Program. That's for participants that can't afford. They have a scholarship program where they have to apply. The second one is for $2,000 from the Wilmer Lakes Rotary for the Park and Rec Scholarship Program as well. And this is the quarterly July through September, which as a practice we have you pass a resolution by state statute accepting those donations for those purposes.
So moved.
Thank you.
Second.
We have a motion and a second to adopt a resolution to formally approve and acknowledge donations received in the third quarter of 2019 as listed. Any further discussion?
And then we send a thank you.
Yes, those are usually sent.
When we receive. City or the Park and Rec? Or?
They all come from the city administrator's office. Yep.
And they're done when we receive them.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, this is just a formality the council has set. Instead of doing it every time we receive one, we wait and do it quarterly. Yep.
Right. Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Next item is a motion approving county tax forfeited parcel
valuation.
Is that the right way to say that? Mm-hmm. What did I do? Why did I skip that?
Some prime land right in there.
Yes.
And I think Judy is.
Okay. So, Ms. Thompson, we're calling you to do this.
I received a list of three properties from the county auditor's office that are properties that are going tax forfeiture in the city of Wilmer. And this is kind of a formality that comes through each time that they have this item, and the council has the choice to approve of the sale of these properties. So they are all listed on the council action report, and also they are included maps identifying the location of each of the three properties. And the city, you know, I had mentioned to the directors at a staff meeting, you know, if the city was interested in purchasing these, and the consensus was no. There would be no purpose for the city to own those.
Okay.
So I'm recommending that we approve them for sale, and I would be bringing it to the full council, and then the council, if they approve it, I would need signatures from all council members.
Okay. And go ahead, Julie.
Is it the sale just of that little strip?
Mm-hmm.
Correct.
Okay. Why would somebody want to buy the swamp?
What is the third one?
By Rick.
Which one? That large
it looks
piece
like
there?
A stormwater pond.
And they could name it after themselves.
It is a drainage pond.
It was Kuzman's.
So, all three of these properties were owned by Kuzman. Kuzman Land Company, Kuzman Construction, and Kuzman Home Sales.
So this is along the trail that the city owns. So
correct.
Who should own that drainage pond?
Could the city buy it?
The city could buy it if they want to, but then we would have to maintain everything.
And it's not designed as a...
We maintain all that,
pond?
Right?
I'm just curious with...
We mow all
yeah.
that and everything?
How?
And we'd get a complaint, and then Kuzman would go and mow that pond. But I suppose he's tired of it, so.
So it'll be up for auction?
The city could use
it will be up for sale at an auction. That
yeah.
particular parcel is the 9/13/11/15, is that correct?
Do we
yes.
know?
11/15.
Yeah,
that
need
one hit. The county has placed the value of $200 on
them. So does the city have the opportunity to buy them before they go up for sale?
Yes, and that I mentioned at our staff meeting.
Once we do this resolution, though, then we don't?
We can put in a bid if we want to after that, along with anyone else that wants to purchase it. But if we want to buy it now, you know, we would have to do that before we certify it for sale.
It's $200.
To the general public.
Yeah, I would say we should purchase that one for sure, because there's an outlet in the corner over there that gets plugged once in a while.
This corner?
No, over.
Right.
Yeah.
Who puts the signs up not to dump the grass in there?
Oh, no, that's been there for a long time.
But who puts them up? Oh, the Guzman does.
City does. Did.
Judy, do
there's the city's got a drain tile here. They when Holly was here.
Okay.
So there's outlet that goes there, or inlet, or whatever, and then there's a outlet over here someplace that flows under the street over to the golf course.
To the storm, or to the county ditch.
To the county ditch,
yeah.
But it goes through some other property. Mm-hmm.
So do we have to do this tonight? I'm sorry.
We have to, I have 30 days to, or 60 days to respond back to the county on this. So, yes. So it gets addressed at our next council meeting to meet that deadline. I got it this September 17th. Well, actually, we would have a little extra time.
Okay. Go ahead, Julie.
Has Sean looked at this, Christensen?
Yes. Like I said, I brought it up to our staff meeting with the department directors, and everybody said they saw no use for the city to purchase it, and Sean was at that meeting.
Okay.
I'm just wondering if we shouldn't just send it back and say that we weren't comfortable approving it, if I'm hearing it correctly, and to just clarify that it isn't something that we should be keeping. What do you guys think?
You want to bring it to a full council, or?
No, I'm thinking staff needs to, if what Rick is talking about and someone else owns this, is it a problem for the city?
I would want a clear statement from Sean Christensen stating that that isn't any part of our water mitigation and it doesn't...
Or stormwater.
Yeah.
Or that we need access to it. Rick was talking about...
It is part of our stormwater, though, because all the water from up on top of the hill comes down. And that's why the city in Guzman put a drain outlet right on the edge of my property and Dr. Roisland's property, because Roisland's getting water up to their backyard, and even Johnson's.
Yes.
Yeah. They have a daylight, they don't have a sump pump, they have daylight.
I guess I'd like to send it back for an additional staff review.
Sure.
With the comments that were being made here tonight.
We can ask the city engineer to put a statement and attach it to and bring it back to your next meeting if you want.
Yeah, if he has a specific reason why the city should not own that. And why? That would be helpful for us to know. Because maybe there's something we don't know or we're not thinking of.
I mean, I know that it's an additional thing that has to be taken care of, but
yeah.
With the water issues, I just am curious that, somebody
right.
else owns it. It could be more of a
problem. They're mowing every
yeah.
week, don't we?
Sure.
And
the state of Minnesota would own it, if they don't get any bids whatsoever.
Good cattails.
All right.
So... because it would be a forfeited.
Is everyone okay with that without doing any action? Just sending it back for further clarification?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. The next one is a resolution approving agricultural exemptions. Is that you too, Judy?
Yes.
All right, go ahead.
Okay, each year we reach out to people that have received the agricultural exemption from special assessments and ask them if, you know, to complete a form stating that it still is used for agricultural purposes and that their desire is to remain as deferred. I received all the applications that we sent out that for people that have received it in the past, all completed their applications again for their desire to remain in the program. So my recommendation is to approve each of those parcels for that exemption.
There are four of them. Is that what I see?
Yes.
So we can do that in
Well, there's four separate owners.
Right, I'm sorry. Four separate applications, four separate owners.
Four separate property owners, but several parcels, correct.
Okay, go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. Judy, what specifically is the dollar value that we're seeing? What does that represent?
That is the amount that they were assessed at the time of that project.
Okay, that was the assessment at that time.
At that time, yes.
As we've mentioned.
Yes.
As we've mentioned and discussed in the past, the Community Investment Fund, since these improvements have been and debt has been paid off, kind of buys these receivables. And so if any of these properties are developed or platted, the Community Investment Fund, and we can maybe talk about a little bit of that when we talk about budgets, will get this money back in through that process. Now, there's, if you'll notice on the third parcel or the third one that's the Jennings properties, it is platted, but there was, and we researched this, an agreement for an easement across there for a stormwater, I believe, line that granted, even though it's platted, to be qualified for the ag exemption. Normally, as soon as parcel is platted, it disqualifies them, but in this case there is a agreement for that easement.
Well, and so I just, sorry if I may.
Yep, go ahead, Andrew.
Just wondering the valuation, I just wondered how that large a chunk of land, I mean the other pieces of land that we're looking at here have much higher associated land values, assessed value, and I wondered how we ended up with that land value on that parcel of land, how it got there.
If I'm go ahead, Madam Chair. These are not the land values. These are the dollar amount for the assessment, for the improvements that are done affect those properties. That is not the valuation of the land.
That would make more sense.
Okay.
Yep.
And in that case, it was an 86 improvement. That's what the project number would tell us.
And that plat was, I mean, nothing, no improvements have been put in there
just,
or anything.
Yeah.
It was platted and that was it.
I was wondering why the disparity between that one and the others, but that makes sense now.
It's only for storm, no water and sewer.
Okay. All right. So what are your wishes?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion and second. Further discussion. Julie, you were going to say something.
I just wonder why Gesh never sells that to get developed. Why are we always going to have a cornfield in the middle of town?
It's very expensive.
Me, Madam Chair?
Yes, go ahead.
This parcel was much larger when it was originally done against some of those projects. They have since sold off different parts, so then they paid for the parts that were sold off over the time. But these amounts still remain against these properties.
Julie, these are called possibilities.
Opportunities.
Waiting for the best opportunity.
Yeah.
He does have his garden plot for sale, though. I just signed up now.
Yeah, he's done that. Right. Any further discussion? All right. Are we good?
Yep.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. All right. Next thing, it says utility rate ordinance and set hearing for November 4th. Thank you, Judy.
Yes, thank you.
Thanks, Judy. Have a good night.
Hello. Good evening. Thank you for inviting us here to the meeting tonight to introduce a commission resolution for an ordinance adjustment. With me is Denise Runge, our Director of Finance. Denise has been with us a couple years now, and she does a very fine job for us. So, with that said, we can either start with answering questions, or Denise can review a proposed rate change at a glance. It's titled on top that Mr. Opens has asked if we could put together a summary, so at a glance you could see where rates are and where they're going. So with that said, Denise put that together. So you let us know, and let Denise know where you'd like to start, and she'll go through what we have.
Okay. I am comfortable, unless Steve has a format, that you guys just go ahead and walk through it, and we'll ask questions when we get there.
So. No, I have not really been involved. I think the utilities have had it through their commission and have talked with Brian, and so.
Okay.
Thank you, John. What we prepared is rate changes at a glance. It's a summary of the changes in the ordinance. Has gone through the commission. Do you all have a copy of it?
Yes.
It looks like this.
Just making sure everybody's got it. Right? Yep.
It has been brought to our utility commission. They have approved it. How it all began is we actually hired Dave Berg Consulting to actually do a rate study for us. He reviewed the water rates and the electric rates. In reviewing the electric rates, we are not looking at a rate increase on the electric side. We did, however, add a new rate to our schedule, which is for the electric vehicle charging rate, which would be the same as our off-peak heating rates at 0.0566 cents per kilowatt hour. So that would be
Sorry.
The only change in the ordinance for the electric rates. Water rates is where we are looking at a rate increase for a couple of things. There was some shifting of costs, additional costs over to our side that we need to account for. The second increase goes towards upgrading the water treatment plants. And then the final 2 years are smaller increases, and those are just cost of living adjustments to continue to maintain the water services. You can see the first column shows our 2019 rates. Those are rates per 100 cubic feet. Then we've got the 2020, which is a 20% increase, 2021, which is also a 20% increase, 2022 is a 5%, and 2023 is a 5%. It sounds like a lot, but water, starting with a small dollar amount, doesn't add up to a lot. So if you flip to the back of the page, we actually have some examples of residential, commercial, small industrial, large industrial accounts. What their current average bill is, and then each year how much that increase would equate to in dollars, if that's helpful to you. So for example, a residential home currently pays about $19. Their increase would be about $3.80. And then looking all the way to the very end, after the 4 years, it would go from $19 to approximately $30, an $11 increase over those 4 years. And that's looking at the rates. Consumption charges, those increases also pertain to those. That's also included in that total, that $3.80 increase, as well as the fixed charges. The only other change in the ordinance was just clarifying the formula for our energy acquisition charge. We laid that out a little more clearly within the ordinance while we were doing an ordinance change to clean that up. Anybody have any questions on any of
that? Well, go ahead, Andrew.
Thank you. Okay, so you mentioned that you had a consultant, or that you had the help from a consultant. Did they do, or was there ever incorporated a comparative rate study, maybe offering a comparison to other municipalities similar in size and where we land in terms of our water costs?
Yes. I don't know if John has any of that with. I don't think we thought to bring that with, but we absolutely looked at other municipalities, their water rates, and how we fell into it. John can probably speak better to this, but we were on the very low end. This would move us about into the middle, and then of course all of those would be doing the same thing. We are looking at rate studies over these next 4 years as well, so we may very well still sit on that upper end versus, you know, towards the higher end. Our rates are very in line and competitive to other communities our size.
So nothing notable that jumped out at the commission?
To expand on that a little bit, the rates say AE2S, which is an engineering firm, they're stationed out of Fargo and Moorhead, I believe, and they do a very nice job on rate studies. They collect data from Minnesota, probably about the upper Midwest, four or five states. They collect data, and then they break it down by state, as well as the total across all states. And when you look at just Minnesota, as Denise said, it's either residential or commercial. We had the second lowest rate out of all the communities, and there's a lot of regional centers that take part in it. We had the second lowest rate in either residential or commercial. and on the opposite one, we were about 10th from the lowest out of probably 30 plus municipals that take part in it. So our water rates are very respective.
Is that something that you'd like them to present to us on November 4th?
I think it's always helpful. I think it really helps the council get a better picture of, because anytime you talk about rate increases, people, you know, the hair tends to stand on the back of people's necks. And, you know, when we're talking taxes and increases, it's still good to know where we are relative.
So I actually attended that meeting for Councilmember Maskey that day that it was presented. If I remember correctly, he had that in his packet, so I don't think we're asking for, I think it might be helpful to share that.
Sure. No, absolutely, we can provide that.
Okay.
Is that something, John, that you could provide and we could get it in the minutes for tonight, and then the council would have it for at least
then it would be sitting in front
a little extra time as well?
We could push that out tomorrow.
Okay, because I'll write a portion of that request in the minutes. And
okay.
So
absolutely.
The second thing that was discussed by your commission was our $4 fee structure.
Oh.
That we, and I forget how it goes on the bill. What is it called on your bill?
Utility improvement charge.
What do we call this?
Utility improvement charge.
Correct.
Okay. And we've had a couple of discussions, and I know Councilmember Maskey wants to clarify that as it relates, what are we collecting $4 for, and how does it relate to what we just asked you to do now? And so I'm just trying to figure out if that's something that I don't want to put you on the spot, because I know where your commission was at and with the concern that they had. The question kind of is, when we talked about there, I remember you specifically saying that it is the city's responsibility to figure that out, but if we approve this on the 4th, that was kind of the question of, should we be raising those $4, or what are we going to do with that $4 since we're already doing this other? So I'm just, from a process standpoint, once we approve this, that $4 is still sitting out there separate from this as an issue.
Sure.
Or a question, I should say, not necessarily an issue.
Yeah. No, so. you're absolutely right. The commission has talked about that $4, and I have indicated that that's not for the utility commission to set. Steve probably can talk to the details on that, but through discussions between the commission and council over the last 2-3 years, the council has asked the commission has agreed to pick up replacement costs. And as Denise noted, the first charge or first increase, it's actually 21% or what was identified in the rate study. 21% would equate to the dollars that are needed to cover replacement costs of water mains and the street patching costs that have been shifted from the city over to the utility, or that we are in the process of shifting. Street patching, we take over by the agreement between the council and the utility commission. We take over street patching next year, and we take over water main replacement costs the following year. So we get the ordinance in place, we up our rates the first of the year, and that puts us in a position to start paying water main replacement costs starting January 1st of 2021, that would be. So,
okay.
Yeah.
And, 2021, so not next year yet.
Next year we pick up street patching, and based on city staff's numbers that we receive that we use in our rate study, we're looking at roughly $75,000 a year in street patching. So that we start picking up next year, right?
Mm-hmm. So that's for patching the street, like, when you have to dig up the water main.
Correct.
You're not doing pothole filling.
No, that's And you do all pothole filling.
Yeah, that was very kind of you.
You're absolutely correct. It's for our water main street repairs.
So, and I know initially that $4 was supposed to be doing the same thing or part of it? Or yes, no, maybe?
I'll let Steve speak to
okay.
that.
The $4 is actually in the waste treatment rate ordinance. And so that's where would have to be amended if the council and the utilities have some discussion about some effect on that, whatever it is. I know in researching the action, it started out at $2 and it was for water and sewer. And since it was in the sewer ordinance, I know there's been some discussion that and some impressions that it's for $1 for water, $1 for sewer, $1 for storm sewer, $1 for streets, and that we cannot substantiate anywhere in any of the ordinances or minutes. So any changes in that would have to come through the budget process and the actual waste treatment rate ordinance, because that's where it's
so when it went from $2 to $4, what does it say?
Basically, it's in the waste treatment ordinance. As I don't know if the ordinance calls it a utility improvement charge, or if that's something that the utilities just kind of label it.
It's been that since I've been
So we'd have to look at the ordinance to see how it's listed in there.
So Steve, what do we do with that money?
Right. This discussion. Right now, that money is collected by the utilities and sent over to the city.
We spend it.
And that money is goes towards the debt service for our 10-year street replacement program, which included water and sewer and other improvements. So it subsidizes the debt.
So it's used in the formula when we determine what streets we're doing and how we're going to make bond payments, and it's part of
the city portion that isn't covered by special assessments.
If I may.
Yep.
No portion of that was ever dedicated to that wastewater treatment plant balloon payment?
I cannot find any documentation in the minutes and or the ordinance. It simply states whatever that's titled in the ordinance.
Because there was one of them that was end loaded, right?
There's one, $7 million right now that balloons in, I think, 2024.
But this wasn't necessarily tied to that?
No, but the overall funding for the waste treatment and any kind of debt would have an effect either in the rates or it is not put towards the general operating fund of the city at all.
Correct.
And I don't want to put you on the spot, but when you did your rate study and you went through, you basically agreed to pick up all of that. Mm-hmm. So this $4 wasn't even looked at.
Correct.
Okay. Yeah. So, but I know in the listening to the commission, there is a concern that they felt the $4 should have been part of that. Did I say that right?
I believe so. With the commission's concern, and it could be a concern from the general public at the public hearing, those that follow, you know, the process and the rates and fees
yeah.
that are charged between the city and the utility, that question could surface. You know, what is the city doing with the $4 that they have over the years allocated towards replacement? So no, that's absolutely correct. That could come up. That, you know,
and
that mm-hmm. the utility, I would not be able to answer that. I mean, we'd have to lean on city staff, Steve, or somebody to answer that question.
Go ahead, Andrew.
And I remember maybe 5 years back after Mr. Dockin left and I had sat on the commission in his place, that question was asked regarding what is this fee, and then it was discussed by the commission how is this labeled or what should it be labeled or itemized as on the bill, because so many people were confused by it, contacting me saying what is this fee, you know, we got the other charges, but what is this fee? And to try to explain that, I know the commission had a hard time back then figuring out what the heck do we label this as that makes it explanatory for the public.
Hang on, Julie, a minute.
Well, you may add, it isn't just a clear explanation to be able to say that it goes towards the debt service on street replacements?
Go ahead, Steve.
It is, it's not only street replacement, but in the past, before the utilities, again, will start in 2021, the water replacement charges and the sewer replacement charges were paid through the debt service of the city. And so that 10 years financing for that's still outstanding, the fee is going for the payment of those debt service payments.
So it is related.
Yes.
To that infrastructure.
Yes. But moving forward, since the utilities has agreed to pay 100% of the water replacement, that discussion will need to take place of, does that fee stay, first of all, what it was intended for, and does it stay or get shifted to sewer or reduced over a period of time as that 10 years of debt service falls off the books?
So the other question, and I think I asked Steve this one already, is if we were to just increase that fee and not increase water rates, what would we have to increase the fee to? If we went to $8, would we get the same amount of money that the utilities is adding onto the water rates? Or what was, do you remember when we, is there a figure out there?
I don't remember.
Do you know?
Right now that $4 is collecting
about $400,000+ a year.
A year, and that's divided up. That covers more than just water. That covers like
Sewer, water, and sewer.
So basically,
It's not been a dollar for water, sewer, storm sewer, and street. It's been in the sewer rates, and so that somebody has made that assumption, but I don't know if that's ever been.
Just for conversation purposes, we want to use a buck. So we're generating $400,000 a year. So if you want to say a dollar was for water main replacement, that'd be $100,000. We're looking at $675,000 this 20% will generate.
So that $400,000 or the $4 doesn't even cover
doesn't come close.
The water. But, and I don't know if we have a breakdown, if we go back the past 10 years and break out what the water costs have been included in the street replacement.
But I think
This year, I can answer part of that question because we looked at that when we were setting the rates. This year, between the city and the utility, we are sitting at $720,000 roughly.
And then to that, if you would add the sewer costs on top of that, the $4 is not covering the water and sewer replacement.
But it's roughly, just doing the math that we said, just real approximate, roughly $100,000 revenue per $1?
Yes.
Yeah, gets you close.
Okay, so I'm going to ask the question a different way. With the changes that you are proposing in your rate study, do you feel that the utilities are paying the cost to the city for what you need to do? Or what you've been asked to do, I'll say.
Based on the projections, the projected numbers that we're able to compile. City staff was very good with going back through the records and some history and stuff. We feel that we will be fairly close. Now with that said, depending on what kind of projects we have in the first year or two, say this year we generate that additional revenue. Well, if the projects exceed roughly, it's about 650, isn't it, Denise? And about 650, if the city projects and the utility projects exceed that, yes, we could be short some in the first year or two until we, have a few years behind us and maybe we got $100,000 or $200,000 in reserve to cover, the years that are above average. So, we're looking at that number as an average annual cost.
Go ahead, Julie.
Is the $4, if we just said that water then is going to stand alone, if the $4, say, is just for sewer, is that covering the expenses that we have just for sewer?
No, I would say
I'm thinking
not.
As a citizen looking at this, they're not getting double dip. There is there to be able to explain that the money is still going for those services and there isn't some excess that's going someplace else. Does that make sense?
I was going to ask the question, if we continue to collect the $4, what is it for?
Thinking it's for sewer. It's for the...
Are you asking, if we can label it something specific?
Is it for sewer?
It?
No, it isn't.
It was supposed to be.
Well, if it was for sewer and water improvement, they're going to take care of the water improvement. Can the $4 then go for sewer improvement?
What are you doing next year?
What are we doing?
No, but you're
our jobs?
You're 20% this year and you're 20% next year.
Correct. Next year's 20% will go towards our water treatment plant. We got about, today's estimate is about $14 million there.
It's all water.
But in 2020, they are not, the utilities is not paying for replacement costs
northeast.
In 2020. There's a transition. 2021 is the first year.
Yeah. In 2020, we're picking up roughly the $75,000 in street patching for water main breaks. And then in 2021 is when we're going to start picking up the full replacement costs for water mains.
Yep.
All I'm trying to get to is if we're gonna continue to collect the $4, I think we have to change the name of the fee to explain what we're doing with the money, because we haven't really been doing what it's saying that we're collecting it for now. We are using it and we need it, but I get it.
If I can expand on Steve's comment a little bit, you know, he asked about $4, and Steve said no. I mean, if you want to put things in perspective, water and wastewater costs about the same to replace.
Yep.
For practical purposes for this discussion. So if it's costing us $600,000 to $700,000 a year for water mains, it's going to cost you roughly $600,000 to $700,000 a year for a wastewater main replacement. The $4, if you want to allocate it, all the wastewater is generating you roughly $400,000, so you're only halfway there.
Yep.
And for a simple explanation of, you know, what kind of dollars does it take?
And from I remember, Madam Chair, when the full council was here to set the preliminary tax levy, one of the items that they wanted additional discussion on was the waste treatment plant, not only the balloon payment on the debt service, but the rates, because it had been indicated we didn't need a rate increase for 2020. Part of that rate is the $4, and so that discussion will take place when you discuss the waste treatment, and clarification of it should take place at that time.
Okay.
As John has alluded to, in 2020, it would not only be $600,000 of hard costs for sewer, but less the $75,000 that they're paying for street patching, $525,000 or more for water replacement in 2020 as well. So $4 will not cover the total costs for 2020.
Sewer. I think another important piece, if I can chime in there a little bit, Steve, another important piece, From my knowledge of that $4, that has been static since 2008. Mm-hmm. So, I mean, there's been a lot of inflation. We're talking 11, going on 12 years.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, with the general public, you know, the taxpayer customer starts asking questions, it's really been 11, 12 years since that rate has been adjusted for whatever it's allocated towards or whatever it was intended to be allocated towards.
And the annual debt service for the Community Investment Fund, which includes the debt service for water and sewer improvements, is projected to be $800,000 for 2020. So this fee plus the interest earnings of the Community Investment is covering that at this point.
So. Other questions?
So we're doing our best. Based on the information we have, we're doing our best guess at what that level should be, and that's where we're at here today. So we'll leave back here in 2-3 years saying, you know, we're a little short. Hopefully not, but we'll see how we go forward here.
So is it helping that you're gaining new customers with the new construction? And
yes and no. Our water sales, our commodity sales, are very similar to our electric sales. We have been flat for probably coming on 8 years already, both in electric and water, even with all the new customers that we're picking up.
Because people are conserving.
Yeah, that's all you need.
If you raise the rates again, they're going to quit using that much more water.
Yeah.
Because no, I know we have a sprinkler system, and boy, I just dread opening that bill. When you water 3 times a week, and
Not this summer.
But no, that's absolutely correct. As rates go up, people have a tendency to be more conservative with how they use water. In addition to that, all your, you know, your toilets, your shower heads, water softeners, they all are, they continue to be designed to be more efficient, which uses less. So even though we're growing as a community as far as number of customers, our sales have been flat. However, with that said, last year, 2018, was the first year, like I said, in about 8 years that our KWH sales have that went up. And this year, I would say we're going to close the year out with increased KWH sales as well. And that actually, nationally, that trend nationally is starting to tick up a little bit.
Really?
So I think that's probably a combination of your energy efficiency programs probably plateauing a little bit. Mm-hmm. And the last couple years,
there's been a fair amount of construction across the nation again compared to, you know, coming out of the recession or the technology bust. So combination of that. So hopefully that trend continues, and it's a benefit for all. It makes our budgets easier to manage. In turn, the city, based on a formula, gets more money out of it. I mean, it just, hopefully we continue to see that.
All right. Other questions? Otherwise,
also, Madam Chair, in the packet, which we didn't touch on, is the commission resolution that's in here. If you want a little more detail, as well as the proposed ordinance that the commission is requesting the council to give consideration to.
Okay.
So.
All right, any other questions? Otherwise, we are looking for...
Motion to introduce the ordinance and set a public hearing for November 4th.
So moved. Second.
Great, we have a motion and a second to introduce an ordinance on meeting rates charged by the Norman Municipal Utilities for a hearing on November 4th, 2019, effective January 1, 2020. Any other questions?
Not on that, but can I just ask, on the wind turbines, are they all paid for? Or how many years is left on that?
We prepaid our bond, we had the ability to prepay this year. So what did we pay off this year? Recall what that number was? $4.8 million we paid off this year to pay them up. But otherwise, it was about eight more years yet. Yeah, we had about eight more years to go. But,
so it was 20 years then? Or?
It was 20 years.
Okay.
So, technically, they're paid off this year. Okay.
We're back in black on those.
Well, we're going to go with that narrative.
Okay. To do a recap, Madam Chair, before we move on, you would like for us to send you over the water rate comparisons.
Yep.
And then what time is the meeting? I'm assuming you would like us at the meeting, at the public hearing?
7:01.
7:01?
Okay.
And that'll be at the...
Yes.
Around that.
County building.
Or shortly thereafter, or soon thereafter as possible. Yeah.
Oh, we'll be there at 7 o'clock when you start.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
you.
All right. Any other questions?
Not quite.
Are we prepared to address the $4? I mean, it'll be a separate issue.
On November 4th?
Yeah. Thank you.
Thank you. Appreciate it. Have a nice evening.
Thank you.
As if the questions come up after the hearing, are we prepared to have that information available?
I will make a point to have that on our October 24th meeting to before the committee and whatever you decide.
All right, thank you.
And I think it's a good point to bring up the 11 or 12 years.
No.
That it hasn't been raised, and that it is why it's still going to cover things, even when
it may be
retitled,
and I'll see what it's called in the ordinance as well.
Okay, so we'll put that on the next one. So any further discussion on their information? Otherwise, all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? All right, motion carries. All right, so you've got that one down. And that's at the end of our action items, but what we were trying to accomplish is to just see if there's any further requests for the mayor's 2020 budget. What I talked to Brian about is that our first meeting in November to do a finance meeting, full city council meeting, we're going to try and send that out and see if that works.
The 7th?
Yes.
November 7th?
Is so that okay with
this
people?
Being this time, right?
Yes.
For this meeting? Okay.
Yeah.
And the 21st, or at this point, just the 7th?
Just the 7th, but chances are we'll probably need to do the 21st.
We'll
also
leave that there, but just add it to full council.
And I have asked Brian to help us kind of put together what we need to talk about, first of all, and you know, some of those kinds of things. So. But does anybody have any additional concerns or questions? The one thing that came up, and we talked about it at local option sales tax last night, is the lights for Swanson Field that are in the CIP. The way it was presented to us is not cash. It is borrowing money from the PIR fund, which stands for
Public Improvement Revolving.
Thank you. Which needs to be paid back. And so that's kind of another, it's $315,000. And that one's kind of a, I would say, another one that is not usual. I asked Brian, I mean, we had a conversation. Let me start over. The Swanson Field Group was concerned about whether the lights were going to be approved by the council for next year. And that was in the presentation that Rob made last night to the local option sales tax group. And the only question, we've never done that before. We've used that PIR fund to do the auditorium and when we had a crisis and those types of things. Yes. But we end up having to pay that back. So the question is that what we want to do?
And we did that?
What,
from
pay the money
from the
back?
Auditorium?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes. But we use up. Do you want to talk about how we paid that back? I can go to Brian's email if you want me to.
Yeah, I mean, I'd have to research. I mean, all the funding for auditorium had been either appropriated in upcoming years or.
Oh, okay.
I'd have to research. I don't remember exactly because there was money borrowed from the insurance reserve and the BIR and a couple different sources.
This is Brian's email. This is what he wrote to me.
I think there was insurance.
The mayor used the PIR fund, which was set up 30 years ago, to fund projects that come up mid-budget year. These surprise projects would be funded, and then the PIR fund would be paid back over 5 years with any available source of revenue. Taxes, unspent departmental budgeted funds, unspent CIPs, and unanticipated additional revenue received. The $1 million fund is self-imposed. The fund maximum set by the city council, and the repayment is set by the city council. The city council could change the policy and spend the whole million and never pay it back if they so desired. It is likely one of the funds considered when the city council wanted to do a project and didn't have it in the budget, and staff is asked to find the funds. I was incorrect in its origin, but the PIR is a city council designated fund with self-imposed criteria for use. It has been used many times in the past for unexpected projects, but this might be the first time it is being used for a planned project. I don't know this for certain.
This is true.
It's a rainy day.
But we used like the refunds from League of Minnesota Cities.
Insurance.
To pay back the funds when we used it for the
That's where the insurance reserve was, yeah. And it's up to 5 years. So if it can be done earlier, it usually is. But
not asking for opinion. I am simply making you aware of it, that's another one that kind of jumps out at us besides the franchise fee and the assistant administrator and wasn't there a fourth one? And this one and
assistant fire chief.
That one we knew about. He talked about that one, but the other ones he did not talk about them. So it's kind of and so I just asked Brian if he thought there was anything else unusual in there, as we start looking with that. But I want you to be aware of that.
That we need to pay that $315,000 back.
Right, and it's
somewhere in the next 5 years.
Yes,
we have to come up with it.
If we're going to commit to do this. Is there a way to pay it out of cash as we normally do with the CIP projects? So, go ahead, Mr. Oakens.
No, I just want to reiterate there is that one item in the budget that the council is aware of.
Which is?
The cash.
In the, for personnel issues, health insurance and personnel issues.
Oh, yeah, that one we need to deal with.
So, depending on where that falls, it would possibly be
The money from the leftover money from 2018 is there, and then the money that it was from the cancellation of the early retirement program is also been in there.
Has been in where?
It's a placeholder right now.
It's a placeholder in the budget.
I thought we said we were using that on something like the DOAC.
No.
Okay.
Nope. So.
Not yet.
So I guess I just wondered if anybody else had any other questions about the budget, or if you've done any further looking of things. If you do, I would request that you send them to Brian or to Steve.
Send them to Brian.
Send them to Brian, and he will follow back to, well, just like we got the information that we're asked. So if there are some, the more we put on the table before we meet on the 7th, the better it is for us to make decisions. So.
Well, Swanson Field Group, they don't know what they're doing yet.
Well, we
thinking they might want to do blue as the number two.
We had that discussion last night also.
Okay.
And I asked where that, was it something that staff, our staff was thinking was a better option? And the opinion that I got last night is that it's worth looking at. It might be a better option, but here's what I see when we had that conversation is we have lights on Orange Field.
And they have to be fixed.
And they have to be fixed. And Rob indicated at the local option sales tax meeting last night that if we did not, if we chose to do blue instead of orange, that there's at least a couple of poles, light poles, that have to be replaced this next year on orange. So, I mean, that's not our decision. I'm just saying that they're still having that conversation. But I think the other question I asked is, would it cost more money to do the lights on blue, since there aren't lights there, than to just replace the lights on orange? And the answer they said was no. But apparently there's some concern, and you go to those meetings, right?
Mm-hmm.
About water underneath orange, the water mains or wells or something?
More on blue.
Oh, they said orange.
No.
Something blue's having got to be irrigation. Replaced.
Well, you got the...
Orange has irrigation.
Blue doesn't have anything.
I think orange has
irrigation. I think blue has it too, though.
Oh, okay.
Blue doesn't have lights. It doesn't
have lights.
But
you got to cut down a whole bunch of trees. And they want to move the fence back.
Orange is the one behind.
So all I'm just telling you about the conversation, I have no clue where it's going, and I don't have an opinion on it because I don't know the information. But the question that was coming back is their concern about if the council doesn't put those dollars in for the light replacement, basically it probably pushes the project back a year. So... chicken or egg?
Would that be the end of the world?
No, it wouldn't.
No, it
would
not.
Still be able to play next.
Madam Chair, I know, yes. I know that Councilman Osmus had a question on the Community Investment Fund, and there was a large amount of revenue in 18, and I had said that it was for kind of like the Gesh property when people, the Hawkinson property, and it is for Wackensack, which is water and sewer access charges, when there's improvements in and a parcel doesn't pay for it, they then are charged a fee when they build. An example would be Sweet Living on 15th Avenue. There's a dental clinic going in, and so those extra monies, it's kind of like the deferred where they buy the receivable, and that is the case. So anything like that where we can go back and research it, we can find the answers. So if you have questions, as you indicated, we can determine that. So where exactly those fees, extra fees, come in.
Okay, so if you have anything else when that you've looked through in the budget or any questions or concerns.
And I did have a couple council members who, and I will give this to Brian as well, asked to meet and have an explanation of property taxes and local government aid, and I met with them and had that discussion and explained it, and so. We'll provide that, similar to what we did with another council member who asked questions of the 20%.
So at our next meeting, we'll probably review what we're planning to do on the 7th so that you guys can have input into that. But if you've got any thoughts before that, you know, please let us know.
I have some stuff that's, I'm about halfway through writing it up regarding road stuff. Going back and forth with Sean, once I get it fully written up, I'll send it to Brian, and then it'll go.
Okay, and you two were at the meeting last night, but I asked Sean at our next public works meeting to let us know how he picked the amount that's in the budget next year.
Yep.
because it's less than what we did this year, but we did push this year to do it.
Yeah.
But what is his plans for next year and kind of, you know, with our keeping the heat on to get streets done.
So. And he and I were going to go back and forth a little bit about that so that I can get a couple questions and ideas on paper to Brian, to finance, because that'll maybe affect some stuff.
Yeah. Okay. Meeting calendar, we got that handled. Any other requests for future agenda items? Hearing none?
Bikes that came out of your garage.
Yeah. Are we good?
Yep.
We have a motion to adjourn. Second. Thank you, everyone. And